Hello, hello, and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, author, and professional speaker, as well as the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises Social Media Marketing and Consulting. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help you to turn your passion into a profit. It will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And I invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can order a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners or the Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide, which is also available on Amazon. Welcome to episode number 39 of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And this is going to be a spin on my topics, but it's still in line with what I love, and that is blogging. I actually have an opportunity to be a speaker at this year's The Future Is Now Conference 2021. Yes, indeedy, your girl, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, is hosting a workshop and will be sharing 5 ways that blogging can change a business and how to succeed at that blogging. And guess what? Every attendee is going to receive a Build a Blog for Business ebook plus some basic blogging checklists. So I'm going to ask that you follow the hashtag #BlackCultureLoaded so that you know what's going on with the conference. And if you haven't gotten your tickets already, make sure you head over to thefutureisnowconference.com, because from now until January 31st, there's some early bird specials. So head over to thefutureisnowconference.com for your tickets. Now, like I said, I am going to be presenting on blogging for your business, which takes me back because, you know, I've been doing this for a minute, since about 2012. Blogging is a great way to build a better business. You know why? Because when it's done right, it can bring you major rewards. And so today, I just want to go through a few reasons why, if you haven't started already, because this is a new year, new you, and the future is now. But you know what? Blogging for business is definitely not a new concept. And for many small businesses, it can be extremely effective to build their brand. That's right. They can broaden their brand. They can establish their brand. They can position themselves in their area of expertise. Let me give you a quote. Blogs are one of the top online services to influence a purchase. When making an overall purchase decision, consumers rank blogs third behind retail and brand sites. But let me tell you something. That quote was several years ago. That was pre-COVID. That was before online shopping. That's before everyone ordered their stuff from Amazon or Walmart or Target. You want people to order from you, don't you? A strong social network is a major asset for any business. Because, you know, social media offers every business the opportunity to strengthen relationships with their target audience. They can create loyal customers and even make them brand advocates. You know, word of mouth becomes world of mouth. You are exploiting this potential in so many ways. I mean, it is unimaginable that we would be here now. Unfortunately, many companies and businesses, especially our small business owners, still are not getting the best out of their social media account. Yet, social media is, 79%+ of all internet users' way of making a purchase, young and old. So if you're looking to increase your marketing, again, not only should you be subscribed to this podcast, but you should check out my blog, delblogger.com, as well as order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners when you're ready to get started. So on today's episode, which I said is episode number 39 of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I'm just going to give you a few Q&As. We're going to do some Q&As today and tomorrow because this is new you. You know, I'm not today, tomorrow, but today and next week. This is a new year, new you. And guess what? The future is now. Now, let me tell you something. Blogging can help you get discovered online, especially now more than ever. Blogging has the potential to help your business get discovered by your audience. Consumers are walking around with your store in their hands, in their purses, in their pockets. You need to be where your consumers are. And blogging lets you personalize your business. Where? In your About Me or About Us page. That's on your website, but you know what? With a blog, it expands. It gives your company even more value. A blog goes a step further by personalizing your ideas, humanizing your brand. And there is a huge benefit of a blog that humanizes its business. You hear me talk about H2H versus B2C? Well, if you haven't, let me explain that to you. H2H, heart to heart, versus B2C, business to consumer. Heart to heart versus business to consumer makes your company more engaging, more relatable, more trustworthy. When you add a blog to your website, it's like a personal invitation for your customers to get to know you better. You're making yourself more available to them. You are creating a much stronger bond. Blogging matters because you matter. As much as your customers love your brand, they really love you, the person behind the brand. And since customer relationships are the single biggest advantage a small business can have over the larger competitors, blogging is an invaluable way for potential income, for potential liking, trusting, and deepening that connection with your existing customers. So let's take a quick break. I want you to run and get yourself something to sip or snack, you know, or get a pen and a pad, because we're going to talk about some Q&As. I want you to leave me some questions because I want to make the next few podcasts a Q&A. You give me the questions, I'll give you the answers, because I want you to broaden your brand. I want you to expand your exposure online, because what? The future is now. So go grab yourself something to sip or snack. Don't forget, subscribe to Dell Blogger. You can order a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, as well as the Podcasting Your Purpose workbook, which is also available on Amazon. So let's take this quick break, and we'll be right back.
Secure your sponsorship or virtual vendor booth now for the Future Is Now Virtual Conference 2021 worldwide. February 8th through February 12th, 2021, hosted by Click Urban and the HBCU Foundation. This conference is all about solutions for Black economics and community empowerment. This five-day event will be full of heavy-hitting speakers, a variety of workshops, live entertainment, shopping, and more. You do not want to miss the opportunity to provide your support and partner with this epic culture-altering event, or to showcase and sell your product to countless attendees at this epic event. Register for your booth at thefutureisnowconference.com. Contact Lynn Graham at lgraham@theclickurban.com to secure your sponsorship. The Future Is Now Virtual Conference 2021, The Culture Reloaded.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. That's right. This is Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And I'm Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and your unique perspective? Did you know that a blog positions you as an expert? It's your home base, the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your prospects to take action because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit. And I can assist. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and my offerings, and we get you signed up. We can build your personal or professional brand with a blog starting today. So in this episode number 39, I was talking about, you know, the future is now. New you, new year, new you. That means a lot. It does, especially since we're still going through something. We're still in this pandemic. We are still self-quarantined and isolated. So we have to build our brand online. And it's going to be more than just posting on Facebook, more than just tweeting on Twitter and posting some pictures on the gram. You know, that can go away in an instant. We see what's going on. A blog, you own it. You own it. You can send a blog post to your subscribers, your email subscribers, to your newsletter subscribers. That's why it's so very important that you have an email list. We talked about that and we'll continue to talk about that because you never know what may happen with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and the like. So I'm going to be presenting, that's right, I'm going to be presenting this year at the Future is Now Conference 2021, which is going to be held the week of February 8th through the 12th. It's online. And I need for you to head over to thefutureisnowconference.com where you can learn more and also get your tickets. And remember, the tickets have the early bird special price until the end of January, January 31st. So I want to talk about blogging to build a better business because that's going to be the topic of my workshop at the conference. And you should know why. There are so many reasons why, as a small business owner, you should start a blog. And the number one reason is it influences others on purchasing. Again, it ranks third in the buying decision of most consumers. Social media platforms, they're free. Yeah, we know they're free, but those audiences are rented. People do not sign up for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. For you, they sign up for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. And you know what? Since you don't own them, and they get taken down or taken away from you, or you put in Facebook jail or barred or whatever the case may be. And if you built your business on those free platforms, what happens to your business? It's gone. Your blog is owned by you. You make the determination as to when and what you'll be posting. You will share it to your email subbies. You can create a podcast. You can repurpose your content onto a podcast or a YouTube channel. It is yours. That is what makes a blog so much better for your business. Again, H to H, right? Human to human is quickly overtaking B2C and of course B2B, business to business, business to consumers. It's H to H. How are you making your customers, your clients, your fans, your followers, your friends feel? What have you done for me lately? They want to make sure that they feel something before they buy something. Blogs humanize your company and makes you likable, which makes people want to spend their hard-earned dollars on you. Long gone are the days where people would just pull money out of their wallet or their pocket or their purse all willy-nilly and buy something. They want to make sure that they have a connection with you. They want to be able to share their purchase on the line. Yeah, we love sharing. That's product reviews and product influencers. That's what's happening. Your customers, your clients, the people that buy from you are becoming your advocates because they're showcasing those products online. So if you have a blog post and or a blog that talks about your products and services and how you use it, that's going to give you much higher ranking above your competitors. So again, these next few shows, these next few episodes is going to be Q&A. I'm going to ask you to send me some questions and then I'm going to answer them each time. But before I let you go today, let me leave you with this. Having a blog allows you to create content that is in a central location, and you can share that with your subscribers, with your fans, with your followers without any additional work. Not only do you have the flexibility to create more engaging and better content, you also have an opportunity to get that out to everyone, making you the authority on your product or service. Remember, blogging allows you to easily keep people informed. It's important to keep your consumers up to date on any recent developments about you and your business. And if you're already using social media for quick updates, yeah, you can tweet something out, you can post something real quick. A blog is going to give you even more space in which to do so beyond the basic day-to-day, you know, what you bought, what you had, what you ate. It's going to be more in-depth. So whether or not you're sharing industry expertise or just personal anecdotes, your posts are going to show your true dedication to your business. And when it comes time to sell, people are going to be more apt to buy. So I'm opening this up again for Q&A. That's what we're going to do for the rest of the month of January, Q&A, questions and answers. And I'm going to gather those questions. You have questions about why you should start a blog, how to start a blog, content for your blog, topics for your blog, send them to me and we're going to answer them on the podcast. So you're ready? You're ready to learn more about blogging, ready to start a blog? Send me an email, info@ablakeenterprises.com. We'll schedule you a 15-minute discovery call and we'll see what you want to write about, talk about, and get you enrolled in the blogging sessions, those workshops to get a deep dive so that you can start your blog in 2021 because the future is now. So thank you guys so much for giving me a few minutes today. Thanks for checking out today's episode. And next week, we're going to start with the Q&As. That's right. Send me your business blog Q&As, your questions, and I will answer them. Make sure that you visit and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, as well as checking out the website, ablakeenterprises.com. Find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID, Dell Blogger. You can also purchase a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, as well as the Podcasting Your Purpose workbook by checking out the delblogger.blog.com blog. And you can see my face in the place. I finally got back onto YouTube this year, first time. Again, new year, new you, had part two. We got to keep on keeping on. My YouTube channel is Delaware Blogger. And subscribe to this podcast because we can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and so many more to come. So I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the GE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Please tell a friend to listen in, review the show. I'd appreciate that so much. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the GE Diva. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.